God is a God of system. God is a God of organization. There is no confusion. What do the Bible scholars say, Brother Jimmy? They all say it's over between the Tigris and the Euphrates. Where do you get that from? Glad you asked. Go to Genesis chapter 2 as we conclude our study this morning. Genesis chapter 2, because it talks about the rivers. Brother George, you were asking about the rivers last night. Let's just look quickly at this. Genesis chapter 2, verse 10. And everybody wants to talk about the rivers out of the Garden of Eden. It's not true. There's only one river out of the Garden of Eden, which then develops into four different rivers. Verse 10. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from thence it was parted and became into four heads. First it talks about the river of the Tigris. And then the Euphrates. And then the Gihon. And then the Pishon River. And where are these Bible scholars? And I've talked to every one of them, folks. I tested this before I came here to talk to you, because I knew you'd be a tough audience. So I went to the Bible scholars first to see if I was all right. And every one of them says, well, the reason we say it's over there near Kuwait, bottom of Iraq, is because the Tigris and the Euphrates. And you know what I say to them? I think the Garden of Eden was about 1,500 years before the flood. And best I remember, at the time of the flood, the entire earth's surface was changed. So just maybe the Tigris and the Euphrates are not where they are today, back then. I said, but I'll give you that. I said, everybody knows where the Tigris and the Euphrates are located. Anybody tell me where the Pishon River is? I'll have to agree with you. I don't know either. Anybody tell me where the Gihon River is? I do know where that one is. And this is the first proof. I finish the rest of the proofs tomorrow in our Bible study at 9 o'clock. This is the first proof. This is good enough. This will be all you need. If you're a backslider and can't come tomorrow morning. But here's the first one. You know where the Gihon River is? Jerusalem. Jerusalem. Jerusalem! The Gihon River, where God allowed Solomon to come and be anointed. I stood there the other day. I couldn't contain myself. King David, he's dying, he's on his deathbed. Bathsheba comes and says, oh, they're going to anoint your other son. No, it's Solomon. God told me it's Solomon. Go get him and bring him here. They brought him to the Gihon River. The man who was the tourism director of the city of David took me there. And we had a ceremony. They went and got the water out of the Gihon. And they sprinkled us, just symbolically, of course, nothing special. But boy, it blew me away. The Gihon. You know what the Gihon? They have taken this man's son is a SEAL in the Israeli Navy. They put their scuba equipment on. They dove into the Gihon. Oh, that's the Gihon Spring. Oh, that's where the water oblation in the Feast of Tabernacles took place when the priest went down. Oh, that's where Jesus, after putting mud in the eyes of the blind man, says, go to the pool of Siloam at the Gihon. It's the river of life. They dove down under, and the Gihon goes underneath the Temple Mount. I submit to you, the Garden of Eden, in days past, was on Mount Moriah. And the Garden of Eden, in the future, will be the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Who was there in the beginning? Jesus. Who will there be present in the end? Jesus. And so much more. That's why the Islamic world What's that spot? And the other day, the Mufti had the audacity to say, that's ours. Because there was a mosque there. Listen to what he said. There was a mosque there at the time of the Garden of Eden. And now, we can understand why Jerusalem is a cup of trembling, a burdensome stone. And we're living at that time when they're trying to take it. Before they take it, poof, the skies will open up. Ooh, the angels will come. And he'll come back to set up his eternal kingdom in the Garden of Eden, where he came the first time to set it up. Father, thank you for your word. How awesome is your word. How awesome you are. Your plan. You started with a theocracy in the Garden of Eden. And that's what eternity future is. A theocracy in the Garden of Eden. Isaiah 50:1-3, I will make Jerusalem the Garden of Eden. Ezekiel 36:35, I will make Jerusalem the Garden of Eden. Thank you. Because once again, we'll rule and reign with you from that spot. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the time we could study, the information we could glean, the understanding of these days. Bless us with your knowledge, and then for that law, cause us to be your people. In thy precious name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.